Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for When You're Overwhelmed and Stressed by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. I struggled with anxiety and panic attacks for many years in high school and college. Stress and worry were just a part of my life, and I allowed them to move into my mind and become my permanent mental roommates. From money problems to relationship issues, if it became too much, you'd find me curled up in a ball in the fetal position on the floor, hyperventilating until parts of my body were numb and crying until there were no tears left. After I graduated college, the Lord regenerated and redeemed me, and I began to walk close with him and study his word like I never had before in my life. My mind was being renewed. And over time, I began to trust the Lord more with issues that would have normally caused me to worry. I slowly learned to cast my cares upon him, like 1 Peter 5:7 tells us to do. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. But every now and then, I still become a victim of worry and anxiety and begin to experience sudden panic about my circumstances that are out of my control, even though I know the Bible's clear that we should always trust the Lord at all times. So if we aren't supposed to be anxious as believers, why do so many Christians still struggle with anxiety? Aside from chemical imbalances that can occur in one's body, which are very real and very valid, I believe much of what causes anxiety begins in our minds. The more we dwell on a negative or fearful thought of a circumstance beyond our control, the more stress and worry begins to plague us. Somewhere along the lines in our overwhelm, we forget the one who holds our future, the one who's sovereign, the one who cares for his children so deeply, the Lord God Almighty. We learn more about him in the Bible, where our faith and abiding trust in him is strengthened. The other night, when I experienced a panic attack, there was a brief moment where I was given the opportunity to resist the negative thoughts and take them captive and begin to talk to God like I'd learned to do so many times before. But this time, I chose to let my mind run in circles I was so familiar with the experience of a panic attack that I could literally feel it try to overtake me right before it happened. If I would have set my mind upon scripture in that moment, such as Philippians 4, 6 through 7, and even 1 Peter 5, 7, I would have realized that God offered me a solution for my anxious thoughts. A simple conversation with the Lord would have helped me focus my thoughts and would have brought immediate peace to the whirlwind in my mind. The Word of God is so powerful. And the more we study and meditate upon it, the more our foundation will be strong in Christ. And we'll continually know how to look to Him anytime stress and anxiety tries to overtake us. Let's always be quick to ask the Lord for His sustaining grace and help in our times of need, looking to Him always because He cares for us. Let's pray. Father God, thank You that You want us to cast our cares upon You. Thank You that there's nowhere I can go that You're not there with me. Thank You for having a hold of my life, even as I feel like everything is crumbling around me. Lord, I confess, I've let stress take a hold of my life rather than You. I've let stress control my mood, my attitude, my emotions, and my actions. Lord, I repent of this. Please, Father, help me see what's stressful in my life and hand it over to You. Help me not let stress win. Help me actively think on Your goodness to me. Help me to renew my mind with Your unchanging Word. I'm so hopeful for my eternity with You, Lord, where there'll be no more stress, and I'll be overwhelmed by Your love, Your beauty, and never-ending peace. Help me look back on all the ways You've rescued me from stressful moments and look in hope to the future where You will one day rid all stress forever. In the meantime, I know and trust that You hold my future. Help me to live boldly in the truth of Your goodness and power today. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.